Okay, Tov, everybody. Good morning. We are on Chaf Amud Beis. The two dots, it's about eight, ten lines above the Mishnah. Chaf Amud Beis. So yesterday we had a very interesting discussion. The end of the year, what is the status over here of benching? So we talked about whether it is for women, whether the Raisa, the Rabbanan. And now we continue on that idea. What is this concept of benching the Rabbanan? It applies to men too under certain situations. So we have a very famous little piece of Gemara here before the Mishnah that is remarked upon or commented upon in other places as well. Darish Rav Avira. Rav Avira darshed over here and he says, Zimnim. He said, sometimes, Amar le mishmei de Rav Ami, Zimnim, Amar le mishmei de Rav Asi. Throughout Shatz, we find that Rav Avira was the Talmud of both of them, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, and some of the Mefarshim suggest that he didn't always remember which Rebbe he learned it from. So he didn't want to not acknowledge his Rebbeim, so sometimes he would say, I think I learned this from Rav Ami, sometimes I say, I think I learned this from Rav Asi. So he wanted to make sure. We had many times the principle, Omer David B'Shem Omro, if somebody says something in the name of the person who taught it to him, so maybe Gula Liolim. So he didn't want to not say it over, but we learn from here, Allah, that as long as you say it over in the name of one person, you fulfill that requirement, so to say. You don't have to say it over in front of every single person that you heard it from. You know, sometimes I'll hear a vort, then I'll hear the same vort from another Rav, I'll hear the same vort from another Rav. So when I say it over, I love Dafka, have to say it over in the name of all the different Rabbanim. You can say it over in the name of one Rebbe that you heard it from. So anyway, some learned that from over here. Others suggest another interesting idea that he learned by both of them, and his personal Rebbe was, I believe if I remember correctly, Rav Asi. But Rav Ami was greater. So he wanted to give cover to his Rebbe, but he also had to give cover to his, like, Rebbe's Talmud Chaver Rebbe. So sometimes he'd say it over the name of one Rav, sometimes he'd say it over the name of the other Rav to try to give equal cover to both. Again, very interesting side drasha. That's not the point. What did he say? So what did he say? Amru, he said, Amru Malachi Asharis L'Mei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not doing what you say you're doing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam. It says in the Torah, "Asher lo yisaw funim v'lo yikach shochad." You're not allowed to take bribes. You're not allowed to show favoritism in halacha. Right? Two bali dinim coming to the judge, so he has to be impartial. He has to be fair. Balawata no se panim liyisrael, but you take sides over here. You are showing impartiality. You're showing partiality to Jewish people. You're not being impartial. Deceive. You saw Hashem panim ilecha. You yourself say that you're going to show favoritism to Jewish people. How's that fair? That dying is not allowed to show favoritism. So, v'chilo es ha'panim liyisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, how can I not show them favoritism? In other words, they earned the favoritism. It's not that I'm showing the favoritism. They have gone. If two people are vying for a job, and one guy does a better job, so then he gets the job. He gets shown favoritism. The Jewish people are doing much more than I ask of them. Shekosafti lem b'torah, I said, v'yachalto v'savato v'erachto, I said over here, you have to bench when you have kidei sviya. What do they do? They medaktikim al atzmam. They are medaktik on themselves. Ad kizayis v'ad kibetza. They are going lifnei mishuras hadin. They even go over here that I don't demand of them, but they even set up benching even when they have less. A famous machlokes with Meir Yehuda as to what the minimal share is midrabbanan to go bench. So some suggest, Rabbeinu says that it's kizayis, if I remember correctly, and Yehuda says it's kibetza. These are smaller shiurim than kidei sviya. So therefore, this is why the greatness of the chazon of the rabbanan over here that they went and set up even more of a requirement to bench than is min ha-Torah. That's what we spoke about yesterday, that sometimes if a man doesn't eat kidei sviya, so then he's not mechuyav on the derais level, he becomes to the rabbanon level, and therefore the rabbanon, if it was a woman, we possibly, it was only mechuyav in the rabbanon, so she could be motzi a man in that situation. So again, a very beautiful idea. Okay, there's a lot more to be said on this, unfortunately, but we're already a little bit behind, so we'll go weiter. Next Mishnah. Here we introduce the famous Takanas Ezra. We'll eventually get to this. Takanas Ezra is something that is still noheg by some today, but lemaisa, we don't paskin that you have to do this. And that is, if a person has a seminal discharge, he's a baal keri. Man has relations with his wife, so he shouldn't learn Torah, he shouldn't daven before he goes and is tovel himself with a mikvah, possibly pours upon himself 9 kabin of wine. This whole sugya will unfold as we go through the Gemara, but first I have to understand what the basic introduction to the sugya is by this Mishnah. So a baal keri, a person who's had a seminal discharge, maharer belibo, is not allowed to say shema. As Rashi points out over here, the Gemara is telling us over here, Kriyashma Belibo. He has to say Kriyashma in his heart. He can't say it out loud. When it's the time for saying Kriyashma, the guy had relations with his wife the night before. He gets up in the morning. It's Man Kriyashma. He's going to go to the mikvah afterwards. But right now he hasn't gone to the mikvah. So he can't say Kriyashma. This is the Takana of Ezra, that you can't say Kriyashma before you go to the mikvah. So Valkeri Mahar Belibo. He just thinks it. He thinks Shema Yisrael in his mind. He thinks it, but he doesn't say it. He doesn't express it with his lips. Ah, so that's what the Gemara is going to ask. Does that accomplish anything? Very good. So Gemara says, and he doesn't say the brachos of Kriyat Shema beforehand. He doesn't have to think them. Not only he can't even say Shema, so he certainly can't say the brachos of Shema, but he doesn't have to think the brachos of Shema before and afterwards. So thinking, yes, for Kriyat Shema, but thinking the brachos before and afterwards, Yotzerar, Varechoshech, he doesn't have to think that. Wait till you go to the mikvah, but still Zman Kriyat Shema, so then you're allowed to do that, but not before that. Val Hamazon, the guy eats something. He went, okay, he's now having breakfast, and he's supposed to bench. So, Al Hamazon, Mivarech Li'achrav, you only do the bracha afterwards, because that's a daraisa, and Ezra didn't come and tell you, don't do this mitzvah daraisa. The rabbis would have the power, Shev Al Tasi, like we learned yesterday, but he didn't say that. So, to say the benching, even though the nusach of the benching was set up by the rabbis, Moshe Rabbeinu set up the first bracha, Yeshua set up the second bracha, and David and Shlomo set up the third bracha, so the nusach of benching may be the rabbanim, but the concept that you have to bench afterwards, that's a din daraisa. So Ezra's takana didn't uproot this din daraisa, so ala mazim of Erkli Achrov, you do have to bench afterwards. However, they know mavarach lefonim, but you don't make amot silechim in aretz. You don't make a bracha lefonim, because you're not allowed to make brachos according to takana Ezra until you went to the mikvah. So all the derabbanans, he said, don't have them apply until you go to the mikvah. Rav Yehuda disagrees. He says you make a bracha before and afterwards. The Gemara will have a whole discussion exactly what is Yehuda, Rav Yehuda's shita, and we'll see that when we get to the Gemara. So Gemara starts off and asks Mel's question. I'm Ravina. Zos Omeris, Hiru Kedibra Dami. That thinking it is just as good as saying it. And that's not how we pass it. But right now, we're coming up with this assumption that if you think the Shema, that's just as good as saying the Shema. Because otherwise, if you tell me that thinking it is not like saying it, so then so what purpose would he have in thinking it? If you're not Yotze with thinking it, so why do you insist that I think it? If it's not good enough, so why do it? Ergo, it must be that thinking it is just like saying it. So where it says, Elamai Hiru Kedibra Dami, so you're telling me that thinking is just like saying it, so then Yotze Bisvasav. So then let him express it. If thinking it is just as good as saying it, you know, so you're not allowed to learn before, you're not allowed to say Shema before Takana says, before you go to the mikvah, according to Takana says, so you should be able to think it before you go to the mikvah. It's the same thing. So the Gemara says, no. In this situation, Kidashchom b'sinai. No, because on Har Sinai, it specifically said that, as Rashi points out, Shefrisha me'isha, they were told to be separate from their wives for the Shloshes me'agbalu, 3 days beforehand. And based upon this, just like 3 days before Har Sinai, you have to separate from your wives because you couldn't accept the Torah with being a Baal Keri. So to over here, Ezra said, before you learn Torah, Kol Shasku Torah, don't go and say it. And on Har Sinai, they only said, don't say it, but you were allowed to think it. So even though thinking and saying are the same thing, since he patterned it after Har Sinai, he didn't add the Takana over here that you can't think it. No, that's the first opinion over here. That's Ravina's opinion. Rachis says the exact opposite. He says, Hiro lav kedibra dami. He says, thinking it is not saying it. So Gemara says, if you were to say the thinking and the saying it, so how would you allow to think it? Diso kedaitoch, Hiro kedibra dami, Yotzi b'svasa. So again, you should be able to say it. If you're telling me they're equivocal, so then say it. That's the din. The rabbi said to say Kriyashma, didn't say to think Kriyashma. And if you're telling me the thinking is the same as saying it, so then you should say it. Either don't think it, don't say it, or if you can think it, then you can say it. So therefore, Elamai Hiru Lav Kedibra Dami, according to this, Hiru is not like Dibur, so then Loma Maharis. So what's if you're telling me that it doesn't work, so then why do it? So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Kadesh Lo Yu Kol Olam Oskim Bo, Fu Yoshev Ubatel. You know what? Everybody else in the room is going, Shema Yisrael. Everybody else is accepting upon the one of Shemayim. And this guy's sitting there doing nothing. So therefore, it's improper for him to go and do that. Everybody else is accepting Olam HaKadosh Shemayim, and he's sitting there, not me, I'm not accepting Olam HaKadosh Shemayim. So it's not right, it's not proper. That's why, since you can't say it, at least think it, because thinking it isn't like saying it. That's this Mandi Omer's opinion. So again, two totally opposite opinions. One says that thinking it is exactly the same as saying it, And the only reason Ezra wasn't Misaki, because that's not like Har Sinai. And the other says, no, thinking it does nothing. You're not really Yotze, but it's just not right. Everybody else is accepting upon themselves all Malchus Shemayim, and you're not. And Halacha Maisa, if you walk into a shul, you're in a shul, and you're not up to Shema. And they're all saying Shema together. At least the Shema that we find in the Brachos Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema, post-Brachos Kriya Shema, Shmonesrei Shema. In the Shema that we say by the Kabbana section, in case you miss Kriya Shema later on, there it's brought down, this doesn't apply, because not everybody's doing the same thing. But in the shul, where everybody's now accepting upon Malach Shemaim, and you're in a different part of the davening. So you should also put your hand over your eyes and say Shema Yisrael then, if you're at a point that you're allowed to interrupt and say Shema Yisrael. So you are still in the Korbanos section. You're coming in early for the next mission. I always like to make you coming in early rather than you're late. So you're coming in early for the next mission, and they're up to Shema, right? So they're all saying Shema, so you should say Shema with them. It's not an interruption for you. You're in the middle of Korbanos. You're davening nice and slowly. You're for the next mission, you're a Korbanos, because you're saying every word slowly. So you can stop and say Shema Yisrael out loud with them, so you're accepting Omach Shema with them. No, let's say you're in Pesukim Dezirma, where you can't interrupt. You're a little bit behind them. You're in Yotzerar. Certainly not allowed to interrupt the Seder Shema. So what should you do in that situation? You put your hands over your eyes, and you're Yotzerar V'Rechol Shech. You look like you're saying it with them. They don't look and hear what you're saying, but you want to be part of the group and accept Kriya Shema with them. Yeah.
Just the Shema.
If you're in a point where you're allowed to talk, you say Baruch Shem Kvod as well. But the critical thing is they're accepting all Malchus Shemayim, and you're not, so therefore you want to be part of the group. So those are the two opinions over here. So on the second opinion, why Shema? If you just want to show yourself accepting Om Achu Shemayim, the Negroes, with Pirchach, Rino. In this situation, so learn something else. What difference does it make? So I'm a Rav Adam Rava, B'dover Shatzibur Oskimbo. You should do what the Tzibur is doing. They're accepting Om Achu Shemayim, saying Shema. So you shouldn't start reading, a pasuk from B'Shalah. Right? Gemara says, "Barei Tvila, the Dover Shatzibur Os Asukimbo." But by Shmoneh Esrei, everybody else says Shmoneh Esrei, Utnan Hayomei Betvila, V'Niskashu Balkeri Lo Yafsik Eli Katzer. By Shmoneh Esrei, person forgets that he was a Balkeri. He forgot he had relations with his wife last night. He goes to shul to daven. He gets up every morning. Middle Shmoneh Esrei, he realizes he's a Balkeri. According to the Tekadosh Esrei, you're not allowed to daven. So what should he do? He's in the Shmoneh Esrei. So what should he do in this situation? Lo Yafsik. He shouldn't stop. Eli Katzer. He should say a Havinenu. He should say a quick, shortened form of the Shmoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says, time of the Yisrael. That's only because he started. Hello, Yisrael. So the halach is, if the guy remembers before Shmoneh Esrei, he shouldn't say Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. Lo Yisrael. So how come the rest of the Tzibur is engaged in Shmoneh Esrei and you're not? How is that right? Everybody else is giving Shavach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're not. So the Gemara says, no, Shani Tefillah, the last B'malchus Shemai. No, there's a difference between everybody else doing something that is very nice, but it's not accepting all B'malchus Shemayim. And all Malchus Shemayim is a critical factor. And therefore, if everybody else is accepting all Malchus Shemayim, it's not right. It's pasnish if you're sitting there not doing it. No, everybody else is davening, so I could be doing something else. I could be learning. I could be, crossing an old lady across the street, getting her from the women's section. I'll help her go up to the women's section. That's nothing wrong with that. You don't need to say Shema. You don't need to say Shema Nasser with them, but Shema you do. Shema says, wait a second. Fari Birchas Amazo and Liachrob. We said that you're allowed to say Birchas HaMazon afterwards. The last bo Malchus Shemayim, but that doesn't Malchus Shemayim utnan ala mazon mevarach liachrov, ve'en mevarach lefanov. Yet we said that you're supposed to do that. So if you're telling me that the whole idea is everybody else accepting all Malchus Shemayim and you're not, that's why you're allowed to say Shema. So then, how come you're allowed to say Birchas HaMazon? That's not all Malchus Shemayim. So Gemara says you're right. We reject that reasoning. The real reason is as follows: Elo Kriyash Shema Birchas HaMazon Daraisa. So these are dinim daraisa. Ezra wasn't misakin, shei v'altasi over here. Ezra didn't say, don't do these mitzvahs daraisa. Saying kriyashma, mitzvah daraisa. Benching, v'yachalta v'savata rata, mitzvah daraisa. So Ezra said, I'm not instituting a takana that's going to uproot these mitzvahs daraisa. Shmoneh Esrei certainly is the rabbanon, the nusach. Utvila the rabbanon. You can be yotze. Even those opinions that say you have that famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, as to whether a person is obligated to daven every day. We all do daven every day. It always says you shouldn't. But are you obligated to? So one opinion says, no, you only have to daven in times of tzara. The other opinion says, you always daven. So we postulate the opinion that you always daven. But what you daven, you can fulfill the requirement to daven without necessarily saying all of the things that we have the nusach to say in our davening. So therefore, that's only the rabbi. And the rabbis didn't say, Takana Ezra came along and said, don't say this until you go to the mikvah. We'll see in a moment what exactly the Takana Ezra is. But for the raises like benching or shema, that the rabbis didn't say, don't do them because of Takana Ezra. Amar Yehuda, the Bach Eds over here, Omer Rav, Minayim Birchas HaMazon Yachra Min HaTorah. Where do we see the idea that Birchas HaTorah is a bracha d'oraisa? Again, I mentioned yesterday, there's only Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMazon, that are two brachas d'oraisa. All the other brachos, possible exception of Al HaMichya on Mazon, are all d'rabbanan. But essentially, there's two brachas d'oraisa. So how do we know that Birchas HaMazon is the benching bracha d'oraisa? Shemashtas, Pasuk says, Shedema, Yachavos of Adarach. It's very simple, very straightforward. The Pasuk says so. Minayim LeBirchas HaTorah, how do we know that Birchas HaTorah, yeah, beforehand, lefoneh min HaTorah, that the bracha that we say, Asher bracha ban mikol amim, right? We say three brachas, two brachas. We had that early in the Masechta. But the bottom line is, one bracha is certainly din daraisa. You have to bless a Kodesh bracha before you learn Torah. How do we know that? Shenema, because the pasuk says, Kishem Hashem ekra, havu go lelokeinu. So you have to go and say a bracha of Birchas HaTorah. Fine, these are the two sources, benching afterwards and Birchas HaTorah beforehand. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Limadnu b'chaz haTorah liachrea bin b'chaz haMazon mikabuchomer." He says, "I can show you that the other bracha, the one that's not daraisa, so for benching the bracha rishona, for learning a bracha after learning, so I can show you that those two are required through a kabuchomer. Why is that? So, limadnu b'chaz haTorah liachrea bin b'chaz haMazon mikabuchomer. I'll show you that the bracha after learning is also learned out from a Kal V'Chomer from benching, that it should be Daraisa. Kal V'Chomer is Daraisa. U'Birchas HaMazon l'funeh, and a bracha before B'Birchas HaMazon, and Mosi Lechem Menaris, they can learn out from B'Birchas HaTorah from a Kal V'Chomer as well. What are these two Kal V'Chomers that he's going to say over here? So B'Birchas HaTorah L'Yachrea, I can learn out that you should make a bracha after you learn from B'Birchas HaMazon, from the fact that you make a bracha after you eat. How is that? Mikal V'Chomer, the following Kal V'Chomer. Uma mazon food she'ein ton lufonav. You don't have to make midaraisa bracha on food beforehand. Again, midarabanan you do. Tomorrow we'll discuss later on, not today, but why you do. Lufonav a bracha lufonav isn't required. Nevertheless, benching ton liachrov. So by food, you don't have to make a bracha beforehand. Yet you have to make a bracha afterwards. So kal v'chomer Torah shetuna lufonav. You must make a bracha before you learn. So certainly kal v'chomer in odin shetuna liachrov. So that's the Kal V'Chomer. If food, which requires no bracha beforehand, requires a bracha afterwards, so learning, which requires a bracha beforehand, certainly should require bracha afterwards. That's the Kal V'Chomer. We're going to shlug it up, but it's a reasonable Kal V'Chomer. And the other way around, I can show you that you have to make a bracha on food beforehand from the fact that you have to make a bracha on the Torah beforehand. Why is that? Umat Torah she'ain't tuna l'achrel. We don't have a pasuk that you should have to make a bracha after learning. Nevertheless, tuna lefonel, you have to make a bracha before learning. So mazon, which we have a bracha, shutan liachrab, which you have to make a bracha afterwards, so alach haskam v'kama, ain't adin she'etan lefonel. If you don't have to make a bracha on learning afterwards, yet you make it on beforehand, so benching, which you do have to make a bracha afterwards, certainly you should have to make a bracha beforehand. Again, these are two kal v'chomers. Okay, we're going to slug them both up, but on the surface, they're reasonable kal v'chomers. But the Gemara says, no, ikal mifrach. I can slug them both up over here. The Gemara says, malim mazon shekein nene. There's a difference between the two. You're getting physical hanah. That's ultimately the reason why the rabbi said, how can you not make a bracha beforehand? The person's hungry, so you should thank Hashem for giving him the food. So that's the rabbana. So the rabbi said, you're getting hanah, you're about to get hanah from something, so therefore you should thank Hashem before you get the hanah. It's only not only right to thank Hashem afterwards. That you're obligated to be in the Torah. You ate Kadei Svi, you must thank Hashem. So the rabbis learned out, if you're hungry and you're in need of food, so you should thank Hashem before you get the food. But that's because you're getting hanah from the food. Torah you're not getting hanah from. And everybody asks the question, what do you mean you're not getting hanah from Torah? I hope everybody here in the room is getting a schmack from the learning of the Torah. Certainly the great Talmid HaChachamim, they love learning Torah. That's our aspiration. If I read, no, Hashem, okay, it should be great. What do you mean I'm not getting Hanoah? Oh, what a tosos. Oh, I got Shmaka Rashi. So what do you mean? So the answer is, not allowed to get Hanoah from mitzvahs. So you can get Hanoah from mitzvahs, but they're not made to get Hanoah from. You're supposed to learn because you're supposed to learn. The byproduct of that is this wonderful, wonderful Hanoah from it, but that's not the purpose of it. When you're eating a peanut butter sandwich, the purpose is to get Hanoah from it. It's not because, whoa, the handling of peanut butter HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in this world, I'm going to put it in my body and it's fulfilling a mitzvah, this peanut butter reaching its... No, that's not the reason. You eat the peanut butter, so you can go learn. Well, why you're allowed to get a geschmack from learning, that's not the essential purpose of the learning. The purpose of learning is to learn. So therefore, there's a distinction. You can't learn a Kal V'Chomer from food to Torah. Vice versa. Umala Torah Shekin Chai Olam. The purpose of Torah is eternal life. Okay? Umala Torah Shekin Chai Olam. So that's the purpose of Torah. The foods, that's, you know, okay, you gotta eat to live. But that's not the purpose of life. Torah is the purpose of life, so you can't learn a Kal V'Chomer from Torah to food. And furthermore, V'yotznan, alamozim v'orach li'achlo v'yenu v'orach l'fonam. And we just learned that you don't make this Kal V'Chomer. The Brayse said, don't make this Kal V'Chomer. So taki right, tiyufta. Neither of these two Kal V'Chomers is a good Kal V'Chomer. And the bottom line is, midaraisa, we only make a bracha after we eat. And midaraisa, we only make a bracha before we eat.
Point of clarification.
Yeah.
Are all three brachas of Birch HaSamazah or
Daraisa
or just the
first? So all three are considered brachas Daraisa, but they were set up, the Nusach was set up by the Rabbanan.
Okay.
Okay.
And
so
aren't we talking about different kinds of brachas here? Couldn't you be saying it's a Shavuot or Shavuot?
Yeah, there are different types of brachas,
100%. So when you're saying it for learning, you should be saying it as...
It's a bracha of shevach vodah, 100%. It's to allow you to go and learn.
No, but that's before, but even afterwards. Why don't we say that?
Oh, so that's a great question, Mel. I put you in the audience over here to ask this question because it's a fantastic question. So why don't we make a bracha after learning? No, what would be wrong if we make a bracha after learning? And, oh, who said that? I remember in camp, they used to make an announcement. Benji, you remember this announcement? They would say over here, learning never ends, but learning groups are now over. I remember like a little kid, like it was yesterday, because that's such a powerful idea. So why don't the rabbis say make a bracha after learning? Because learning never ends. When are you done? When you bench, it's because you're done eating. No, if it's a 17-course meal, you don't bench after the third course. You wait till the fourth course. You wait till the fifth course. So learning never ends. And therefore, you don't make a bracha after learning, even though it's a smart idea. But when would you ever make the bracha? In fact, some... question, how can we make a bracha every day? And when you stay up Shavuos night or stay up another night, Hoshana Rabbah night, so the question is, do you make another Birchas HaTorah? So we passing, yes, you do have to make another Birchas HaTorah because each day is considered a separate day and the day goes by our sleeping patterns, not by the halachic day. Yeah.
Well, what about the bracha of Ashenasam Lanu Torah Semesh at the end of Aliyah?
So that's
a bracha at the end of learning?
Yes, but that's set up specifically on the laning. That's a different thing. That's not set up on learning per se. That's set up on the bracha on the Torah. And the Gemara in Megillah and other places has all the reason. You make a bracha l'fidel, achrel, for various reasons.
Isn't there a bracha after learning Mishnayis also?
A bracha after learning Mishnayis?
What
do you mean by a bracha?
I mean, you say...
They're nusachs that we say. They're not brachos. There's yiratzons when you leave the Beis HaMedrash. Now I'm going to work now, so you say yiratzon. When you leave shul, they're various yiratzons. Those aren't brachos. Shevach and hodah can come in many forms and ways, but to institute or codify a bracha, that the rabbis never did. Not for post-learning, because learning never ends. Very beautiful idea. Rabbi Yehuda, again, on the side it says, it should be, Reviewed Amar Shmuel. Before we had Reviewed Amar Rav, here's Reviewed Amar Shmuel. In any event, Safek Kari Kriyashma, Safek Lo Kara. Guy doesn't remember. He's a little shluff in the morning, and he doesn't. Did I daven Shema or not? You know, I think I skipped the pages. I don't know. He doesn't remember. Did he daven Shema or not? Whatever the situation is. Ein Lechoz V'Kari. Reviewed Amar Shmuel says you don't go back and say Kriyashma. Ein Lechoz V'Kari Safek. You don't go back. Ein Lechoz V'Kari. You don't go back. Sofik on my MSC Yatsiv, Sofik on my MSC Yatsiv. If you don't know if you said Yitzias Mitzrayim, MSC Yatsiv deals with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chose of Yom MSC Yatsiv, then you have to go back. So Shema, paradoxically, you don't have to go back. Tomorrow we'll question this, don't worry, it's not the halacha. So Shema, you don't have to go back. And MSC Yatsiv, you do have to go back if you're not sure. Did I or did I not say it? So when it says, my time, when it says, Kriya Shema Dirabonon. Here we have a sheet that it says that Kriya Shema is a very fundamental idea, but it's only a Dirabon. It's not a Daraisa. Whereas, Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Koy Mechayecha, Mechayecha Yomim, Koy Mechayecha Lelos. Emes Yatsiv Daraisa. That's this first introduction over here to this idea. Rav Yosef doesn't like this. Moser Rav Yosef, he says, wait a second. The Apostle says, Mishach Lo Kumecha, how can you tell me Shema is a Dirabon? Right, the first parak. Well, you have to say Shema in the morning, you have to say Shema at night. What's going on? So I'm like, excuse me. Amalei Abaye, how about the very Torah? No, the Bishav Kumech says you have to learn in the morning. It's not talking about Shema. Shema is the Rabbanan. Mar says, wait a second. Our Mishnah. It's not. Valkari Mahar Belibo. Valkari thinks the Shema. But he doesn't even have to think the brachas beforehand and afterwards. He has to say benching out loud afterwards. And he doesn't say the bracha motzi lechem and arv. He doesn't say the bracha before. Now, if you're telling me that emes yatziv is a din daraisa, livroch lechrel, he should have to think it at least. So, what's going on? How come the Shema you have to think? And emes yatziv, you don't have to think. What it says? My time of Mavarech, why do we say the bracha? Why do we say this over here? If you tell me, the reason why you have to say Emes Yatziv because of the Daraisa is because of Yitzias Yisrael. Well, you just thought the Shema. And the Shema includes in it Yitzias Yisrael. The third paragraph of Shema deals with Yitzias Yisrael. So therefore, that's why you don't have to think it. Where it says, so then say one and don't say the other. So what's the point of saying them both? So it says, Kriya Shema Adifa. So it says, if you have the choice over here of only saying one of the two, then we say Kriya Shema and not Emes Yatziv. Because Kriya Shema has in the third paragraph over here, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it has in the first paragraph at the beginning, Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. So therefore, Kriya Shema is Adifa. Dias Beit Tarti. It has Malchus Shemayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, that's preferable to say than just Emes Yatziv. So once you already said it, if you can say both, because you're allowed to, you're not in a Takonis Ezra situation. But when you have the problem with Takonis Ezra, so only say Shema, only think Shema. This is my says you can't say it, you can only think it. But then you don't think Emes Yatziv, because you're ready with Yotzei, the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Lazar Amar, no, I disagree with this. Sofei Kora Kriyashma, Sofei Lo Kora, Chose Vikore. And this is how we pass it, in fact, because it's a sopik daraisa. So if you're not sure, did you or not say Kriya Shema? If you're not sure, did you or not bench? If you're not sure, and you read Kidei Sviya, and you're not sure, did you or not say Birchas HaTorah? For all of these things that are daraisa, sopik daraisa l'chumra. You have to presume the worst. As opposed to, I don't remember if I shook lulav or esog, right? So then you shake lulav and esog again, because that's a daraisa, but you don't make the brach again, because maybe you made it and you were yotzi already, maybe you didn't. Sopik brachas l'kula. Sopik brachas d'rabbanan l'kula. Whereas the Sofik brachas daraisa, benching and birchas amazon, as long as you were obligated on the daraisa level, then Sofik, like with Shema, you have, in a Sofik situation, you're not sure if you fulfilled it. If you're not sure, did you shake the lulav and esrog? You have to shake the lulav and esrog again. The bracha is the rabbanon. The action is daraisa. So therefore, you have to do the Sofik daraisas, you have to do them again. But a Sofik the rabbanon, we don't do it necessarily again. Again, nothing wrong if you were to say, shake lulav again, even if you only yotzi on a rabbanon level. It's a shake in the lulav, it's no big deal. Well, I shook it, I don't shake it. But to say the bracha, that would involve a potential bracha of atala. So that we go lukula. So I said, even in the situations where it's the rabbanon, okay. So there's nothing wrong. I don't remember if I shook lulav today. So shake it. Or I don't know if my, this comes up more often. People remember they went to shore. But then you had a shayla, the pitim fell off. So was I yotzei or not? So there's a more mahudu one. So the answer that we tell people is if you want to shake with the more mahudu one, shake with the more mahudu one. But don't make another bracha. To shake, you shake all day. No isser involved in shaking. You're not over about tosef. You're saying, I want to be yotzei the mitzvah. The chassidim rishonim will carry it around all day. There's no problem in holding or shaking it an extra time. No, it's more mahudah. I want to shake the rabbi's lulav and esrog. This one is, no sveikas on it. The other one had some sveikas on it. So, good day, but don't make another brach. Okay. So therefore, shma, sofi, korel, sofi, lo, korel, chozi, korel, kriya shma. Sofik kori kriyashma, sofik lo kora, chosvik kori kriyashma. Sofik is spalel, sofik lo is spalel. You're not sure about davening, so then ain't a chosvim is spalel. He says you don't have to go daven again. So what he says, Rav Yochanan disagrees. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan Rulos's Rebbe said, lulei she is spalel adam kol yom kula. What's wrong with davening again? Theoretically, you can daven 100 times a day. Lemaisa, we don't postulate this because we're not on that madrega. If I wanted to daven 100 times a day, I'd be allowed to, at least in theory. I'll say another Shemoneh Esrei. Say another Shemoneh Esrei. You're allowed to, because it's called the Tfilas Nedava. And as long as a person is able to be mechadish something, he can make something new in that tefillah. It's not just a rote, another exactly the same poor tefillah that you gave for Shacharis. Now you want to do an extra one, so then you can't do that. We don't allow Tfilas Nedava. The one situation where we practice Tfilas Nedava, I always mention this day, it's one of my favorite dinim, is the Chazan saying Chazaris Hashatz. So the Mishnah Berurah says, because Nebuch, there's so many people that are talking, and he may not have a minion listening to him, he should have in mind that he's saying a Tfilas Nedava, which is a terrible kitrug on Klai Yisrael, to think that the Mishnah Berurah has to write down, because there may not be a minion listening to the Chazan, and he should have in mind that he's saying a Tfilas Nedava. nothing has unfortunately changed. So again, the Musa Hasel for us is to make sure that the Chas is not davening a Tfilas Nedava. The problem Mishmur says is on Shabbos. You're not allowed to daven Tfilas Nedava on Shabbos. He says, I don't know, you got to listen on Shabbos. You got to really make sure that you're listening on Shabbos.
That's why the davening is shorter.
That's one of the reasons. We're going to get to that. We'll get to reading. The rabbis didn't want Matriachas to say a long Shemon Esrei on Shabbos, 100%. Mark continues, says, I'm reviewed on Shmuel. Hi, Omi, B'tfilah. You guys davening Shemon Esrei. Tfilah, again, always means Shemon Esrei. V'niz kashis balu. And he realized, I daven. Now, don't tell me this never happened to anybody here. I know people come up to me and say, they forgot to daven Mincha Gedol. They come to Shul to daven, listen to the Shiva between Mincha Marv. They come to daven Marv, and then they daven. And they daven Mincha again. They come to Shul. They're so used to daven. They're Milish Shemon Esrei. They realize, hey, I daven Mincha Gedolah today. It's happened. It's not a crazy Shaila. Forget the daven. It doesn't happen to all of my Shachris. But by Mincha, it definitely happens. Because I know people have asked me Shailas, what do I do? So the Gemara says, you remember in the middle of Shemon Esrei, it's just follow. So you stop. We don't say Tfilas Nedava. Again, this situation might be that you could say Tfilas Nedava. But anyway, the din he says is Posek. You stop. Tafil ben Sabracha, in the middle of the bracha, you go and stop over here. Worth questions is Ini? Or Rav Nachman, ki avinam be rabba barabuna. We were learning the base medrash by Rabba Ravua, ba'an minei hadi b'nei be rab. Some of the Talmidim, the young Talmidim over there, they asked us the following Shaila. Dutou matkri dechol b'shabbos mahu. Don't tell me this has never happened to anybody. You're in the Shabbos Shemon Esrei, and you're doing slach lanu. For those that don't remember, there is no slach lanu in the Shabbos Shemon Esrei. So you forgot, you're so shigrid the lishna, you're so used to saying the weekday Shemon Esrei, and you're not concentrating there, but we all don't concentrate on davening. That's why there's so many sections of the davening. What happens if you made a mistake? The Rav's Zatzal, the Shechter Shlita said, the Rav's Zatzal couldn't imagine. How could somebody, why does the Shulchan Aruch have so many sections on how you missed the davening? How could somebody not know what they're supposed to be davening? So the Rav, Mr. Talmud, didn't need those sections of Shulchan Aruch. I do. Maybe some of you do as well. So therefore, we have rules. What happens if you forget? Guy's davening the Shabbos Shemon Esrei, supposed to, and he realized in the middle of the Vachad Dikri Shemon Esrei. So what do you do? So he said, finish off the bracha. He asked, the Rebbe, what should they do? Vamalan. He told them, go mim kolosa bracha. Right? This happens all the time. Das. Whoops, it's Shabbos. So he just said, ato. So you can quickly go into Atta Echad, if it's Mincha time. So there, it's even by Shachris, which doesn't start with Atta, you maybe get away with it. Because technically, you could be Yotzei by the Shachris if you said Atta Echad. Or you said the Friday night Nusach. So technically, even by Shabbos morning, Yismach Moshe, a person could go and be Yotzei if he said Atta alone and just go right into the regular Shemon Esrei. But if you said Atta Chonein, so then you finish off the Bracha. Baruch Atta Hashem Chonein Ados. And then you do Atu Echad B'Shim Kreachad. So you finish off the bracha that you're in. Gom Kolosa Bracha. And that's the Halacha Maisa. So he says, how are you comparing the two? You can't bring me a ride from there. Hachi Hashta, the two aren't comparable. Hasam Gavri Baruch Yuvahu. In the Shabbos Shemon Esrei, the guy is the Baruch Yuv. He has to say Shemon Esrei. He technically should say the full 18-19 bracha Shemon Esrei. But the rabbis, like Jay just pointed out before, Rabbanan, who the Lo'at Yuchu, B'Shom Kavit Shabbos. The rabbis wanted us to have a little bit of an easier Shemon Esrei on Shabbos. So they weren't matriach to say 18-19 brachas Shemon Esrei, the three before, the three afterwards, and one in the middle. Kolel the yom, b'kadosh Shabbos. That's it. But min hadin, you're supposed to. So here, the guy's mechuyev to say at the chonein. The rabbi said you don't have to. The rabbi said the nusach that was setting up a Shabbos is an easier nusach. But if you started saying at the chonein, so then you're actually a mechuyev in it. So finish it off. No, we don't make you say then all the other middle 11-12 brachas. But Abu Hacha, the guy davened already. Hot Soli lay. So you can't say, well, just keep on davening. So that's why the din would be different if you remember that you daven. Again, if a person's on the level that he can say a Tfilas Nedava, so then he has the right to continue davening, but davening is a Tfilas Nedava.
Okay. The
yes, absolutely. Again, a person has to know for himself, is it better to daven from a sitter or better not daven? So some people, they daven better, their eyes closed, and they picture the words and just say. But I think for most people, again, everybody has to know for themselves because it's not a din. But osios machkimos, you look inside, you keep your finger on the place. It's very hard to skip yalav yavo if your finger is on the place and you have to skip yalav yavo as opposed to in your mind, just shigur the lishna, you go keep on going. And you go right through yalav yavo. You go right through, whatever, kamelach hakadosh, all the nuschos that we had for the aseres bei tshuva. You go right through them. If you're looking inside, there's a chance. It's not a guarantee. There's a chance that you'll remember. Amar Yehuda Meshmuel, another statement of Yehuda Meshmuel, his follow the Nichlas of Beis HaKnesses, who wants to see Ben Shpalim. You davened at the airport, right? Ali, you just came back from the airport. You made minyan, Baruch Hashem. You catch it. What happens if you hadn't? You didn't know there's a 9 o'clock minyan. You're davening in the airport. You want to make zman kriyas shema. You get to shul. You catch another minyan, and there's another minyan started. So what should you do? You daven b'yichidus. Now there's a chance to daven with a minyan. What should a guy do in that situation? Basic chesed. He comes to basic chesed and wants to see him smiling. So im yochel l'chadish b'davar yachzav yispal. Here he's not even talking about. Here he's talking about a situation where if you feel you could daven a tefillah and davar, so then you can join them for the tefillah and davar. But if you don't think you can add anything, you have to be able to add something. We don't do tefillah and davar. Period. We don't say a person has the right to go a tefillah and davar because most people can't do it. So therefore, in love, I have to be spoiled. So don't dive with them. You want to sit there and listen to the Kedusha, Gizun Tei. You want to sit there and listen to the Brachos of Chazar Sashas, Gizun Tei. But you don't dive with them. Now, we just had a statement, I reviewed them with Shmuel. If you're in Shul and you remember that you dive and stop. So in other words, don't dive in again. And here Shmuel is telling me, I reviewed them with Shmuel, don't dive in again. So it seems to be very comparable. Why is Shmuel telling me twice, don't dive in again? First one, if you realize you're davin, you're already davin, and then you realize you want to say davin, so stop. And here, don't davin again. You know you're davin, so don't davin again. So why is he telling me the same thing twice? Mar says utzricha. You need both to review the Moshul statement. Because the Yeshmina Kamais, if you only told me the first one, if you davin already, and now you forgot, and you're davening, and you remember in the middle of Shmona Esrei, stop. If you only had that one, I would have said, Hani Mili Yochid Yochid. Otsibu Tiba. I would have said that's if it's the same exact level. I davened B'Yechidus before, and now I'm davening B'Yechidus again. I forgot that I davened in my office, and I get home early. The train came in early, whatever. Oh, I still have time to daven Mincha. You forgot that you davened Mincha already. So you start davening again. So that's Yochid Yochid. Or I davened in the office minion, and I come to the shul to daven Marv, and I got there early, and then daven Mincha. I davened Mincha again. It's a Tzibur Tzibur. So there I might have said, don't daven again. If I only had that. Itzibur Tzibur Yochid Yochid. Abu Yochid Gabi Tzibur, but if I daven B'Yechidus in the office, I didn't think I'd get home in time, and then there was no traffic. Whatever the reason, and I made it to the shul in time for Mincha. I thought I'd get there in time for Marv. I made it in time for Mincha. So then, I might have thought, Kiman Delot Soli Domi. Maybe my Yechidus is zilch compared to my davening with the Tzibur. And if I only had the first statement of Yudam Mashmul, I would have said, in that situation, I do in fact daven again. Come on, Shmuel, that I don't. He asked me in the Hawk, if you only tell me the second statement, Mashum Delot Askuba, because I didn't start. Abu Hasam, the Iskuba, but maybe if I started, then I should finish. Therefore, you need both statements. Each one is coming to teach us a din that the other one didn't teach us. Mar says, I'm a Rav Huna, anichnas lebeis ha-knesses, if somebody goes into shul, umatzu tzivu shemisvalim, and he sees the tzivu dabbling, im yochul lahaskev uligmar, if the guy can finish, he comes in a little bit late, it's mincha. Mincha is a classical one, but could be by shachris too, or marim. So, or not by marim, because it's not chazar sashas. So if by shachris or by mincha, you come to, you're late, and you're going to say, if I start shul esrei now, will I be able to make kedusha? Will I be able to make modim? That's the question. When the chazan finishes chazar sashas, where will I be? So Rav Huna says, you come into shul late, and the tzibur is already davening. If you know your own pace of Shmoneh Esrei, you know the shul's pace of Shmoneh Esrei, and you can finish your Shmoneh Esrei, actually yagia shnei tzibur the modim before the chazaras hashatz gets to modim. So then yispalo. Then you should stay. V'im lav ayispalo. But if you can't reach the conclusion of your Shmoneh Esrei by the time the chazaras hashatz will get to modim, don't start. Wait till they start chazaras hashatz and say it with them. That's the eight. That's what Rav Huna says. Yeshua ben Levi Amar, no. Im yachol eschas l'ligmor, actually yagir shliach tzibur l'kedusha yispalo. No, you have to be able to say, I can finish Shmoneh Esrei before they're going to get to Kedusha. But if they're going to get to Kedusha, I'm still in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, then I shouldn't start now. I should wait till they start Chazaras Hashatz and say it with them. V'imav, al yispalo. Don't say it on your own. Wait till they get, and it's called Tfilah B'Tzibur. And this is, in fact, an Eitzah. If somebody comes late to Shul, depending on how late he is, he should wait to see. If he looks around the people in the city, he sees everybody bowing down by modim, and Mestam is not going to be able to finish. So wait till the Shliach Tzibur starts his Chazaras Hashatz, and you say along with him, Mila B'Mila. You could technically listen to him B'Yotzi, but that's harder to do. So it's probably better Eitzah to say along Mila B'Mila with him. Now, these two opinions over here are conflicting. Rav Huna says, you have to wait, you have to be able to just finish by the time they get to modim, and Rav Shmuel Levi says, no, you have to be able to finish before they get to Kedusha. What's the machlokas? Michael Mifflin, what do they argue about over here? So, Marasover, Yochid Omer Kedusha. Marasover, and Yochid Omer Kedusha. You have to be in a minyan. Nobody says that a Yochid on his own can say Kedusha, but the first opinion says you can say Kedusha in your private Shmoneh Esrei. We don't pass it like this. You can say Kedusha in your private Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore you're not going to miss Kedusha. But modim, not to say modim, the Rabbanon, not to say that modem, that's so critical. So therefore, we want to make sure that you can finish your Shmoneh Esrei before they get to modem, because that you can't make up, so to say. Kedusha, you can say it on your own. That's the first opinion. We don't pass like that. It's called Modi the Rabbanon, 100%. It's all the whole the Hoshmanesi. It's all the Rabbanons over here. None of this is the right. The Hoshmanesi is the Rabbanon.
I'm saying the Modi. First that
said, yeah, yeah.
It's also the Rabban.
The whole Shmanesu, everything is the Rabban. 100%. V'chein o'er Ravad v'Rabba, minayin she'en a yochid omer kedusha, because this opinion holds, like Ravad v'Rabba, that a yochid cannot say kedusha. Yishuv Levi says a yochid cannot say kedusha. Shenema, v'niktashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. I'm gathering together with you in holiness, b'soch b'nei Yisrael. So this teaches us, this is a Xer Rishav over here, toch, you must have, in order to say a davish mikdusha, 10 adult males above the age of bar mitzvah. Now, the side over here, it tells us that there's we're missing something over here in this gezei rishava, which we'll get to in a moment. There's something missing over here, but anyway, that's the davish mikdusha requires 10 people. My mashma, how do we know this? Where the psukim? The Tani Rabbi Noi learned. He's the brother Achud Rabbi Chiya Barabba. As you toch. There's a famous Gzei Rishava Tok. It says that we exiv hachov to actually besoch b'nei Yisrael. You have to be in the midst of the congregation. Uksiv hasam he bodl mitocha eda azos. You have to go and separate yourself from this eda. Malahala nasora avkanasora. Now mitocha eda is not the word toch. We have the word mitoch. He bodl mitoch. But how do we know that the eda was 10? So therefore, it says on the side the isa eda eda. There's another Gzei Rishava. It's a double Gzei Rishava here. Toch eda eda. We learn out that Korach had 10 from the Meraglim being 10. So you have Eda, Eda, Toch, Toch. It's a double Gzeirish over here. Why does he mention on Gemara? Many of the first day does. It just was deleted by the editor. So you have this famous double Gzeirish over to teach us that a minion is something that's required for a Dover Shabbat Kedusha. And therefore, that's why he says you can't say Kedusha on your own. You need to have it in a minion. But I, the other opinion, so they say, I'm in a minion. I'm just davening b'yichidus over here in the minion. But I have a minion, so I can say it. We pass on like the second opinion, that you're not allowed to say kedusha on your own. You don't say it in your own shmoneh esrei. The Gemara says, udukule yama mias mivsik lo posit. But bottom line is, everybody says, you don't stop your shmoneh esrei to go and say kedusha or to say modim. You're in the midst of shmoneh esrei, you're not allowed to stop. So that is the halacha. So what should a person do? A person says a slow shmoneh esrei in the chazan. Could be. And the Chazans knew he's already up to Kedusha, and you're in the middle of Shema Kuleinu. So what do you do? So Tosus brings down over here, person should stop and be yotze with the concept of Shomea Ka'ona. You listen, but you don't interrupt. If you've reached already Yulu Ratzonim Refi, if you reached past the last bracha, Shalom, and you say Yulu Ratzonim Refi, then you can answer for these things. Both Modim, just Modim and Achdulok, you can't say the rest of it. And you can say the Kedusha, you can say Kadosh Kadosh, Baruch Kavod, and maybe Machlokes or Mishnah Berurah, Narach HaShulchan, whether you can say the last line, Yimloch Hashem. So the Machlokes between them, I think we pass it, you can say it. But you're not allowed to say Ubdirei Koshachokus Leimor. You're not allowed to say Nekadesh. Those things you're not allowed to say if you're still in the Shmoneh Esrei after you said the Yulu Ratzon. Once you take the 3 steps back, then you can answer everything.
So you have to listen.
Yes, so you should stop your Shmoneh Esrei, Tosu says, and you should listen.
You have to be also listening to hear the chazan?
No, well, you should be aware. So the Gemara says you shouldn't stop. Tosu says you should do this, and Rav Shech Tashlita made a suggestion because in the times of the Gemara, it wasn't written down. In the times of Tosu, they already were saying from a sitter. So the reason why you shouldn't stop is because you can get mixed up. You just bowing down and say, Modu Nachdu Loch, where was I? Right, I know myself personally. Sometimes a person's davening loud next to me. All of a sudden, I'm davening what he's davening. And instead of that's another good reason to look inside, so I keep the finger on the place because somebody can distract you. So here, Tosa says the Rabbeinu Tam when he was saying the modim, everybody else is bowing down. You should bow down also. If you come into a shul and say modim, so you should bow down and say modim with them. So in his Shmoneh Esrei, he would bow down. The numerous reasons why we don't want you to do that, one of them is you're going to forget. You're going to start saying modim. You're in the middle of a Tekabah shofar, and suddenly you're going to be up to modim. You're going to skip that. Others suggest because you may come down and bow at the wrong time. You're not allowed to bow at Surah Pasa. Oh, but 6, 7, 8 terutzim as to why we don't necessarily recommend that you do that. But the idea over here is that you're not mafsik. You don't, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you don't say kedusha, you don't say modim, but you're allowed to stop and listen. Okay. You, by the way, that's the following shiloh. Ma'al lahafsik liheshme rabba. Liheshmo hagodim avorach. That is the greatest part of davening. I mentioned this many times. If you ask people, they don't know. What's the most important part of davening? Yeheshmei Rabba. That's the highest level. If you have a choice, at the Kotel, they bring down this question. And one minion over here, if you're davening with one minion, you follow that minion. Don't live, there's 1,900 other minyanim going on, Kenai Nahara. So you just follow your minion. You don't have to answer to every other minion or main. Otherwise, all you're doing is answering remains and not davening. So you're not, you're at the Kotel putting in a kvittel. You're at the Kotel pouring out your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a minion on the left of you that's saying Kedusha, and a minion on the right of you that's saying Yeheshmei Rabba, Kaddish. Which one should he answer? Yeshmei Rabba trumps even Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It is the most important response that you can make in the davening. So he said, what about this? Okay, you can't say Kedusha, you can't say Modim, but what about Yeshmei Rabba? Can you answer that? The Mitten Dishman asks, right? So that's what they asked. Mal Havsik Yeshmo Gadol Bavar. Kiyos Ravdimi, Amar Yehuda, Ravdimi came right, so he said the name of Yehuda, and Reish Lakish, this should be Rav Shimon over here, many say on the side, it should be Rav Shimon Lakish. They were both Tamidim of Rabbi Yochanan. Again, it's a little bit unusual. We don't normally say Rabbi Yehuda is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. He's a Talmud of Rav, a Talmud of Shmuel, but he's also a Talmud Mestam of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the generation earlier than him. So certainly Rabbi Shlakish was a Talmud Chavar of Rabbi Yochanan. Tzarmid, l'chol e'mafsikin, chutz min yehesh ma'agol b'varach. Yes, you're allowed to interrupt Yishmael. We don't pass like this. He says you're allowed to go and interrupt Yishmael Esther if yehesh me'rabba. Shafilu Osik B'Maisi Merkava, even if somebody's involved in the depths of learning the Maisi Merkava, which is an esoteric, deeply involved thing, which you don't want to make a mistake on, so you want to really concentrate on it, Posik. You'll have to stop and say Yeshmei Rabba. However, V'Leh Silchus Chavase, and we in fact do not paskin like that. We paskin over here that you're not allowed to interrupt in the Shemoneh Esrei for anything. You stop and you listen. That's how we suggest, but you're not allowed to actually interrupt in your Shemoneh Esrei. Again, once you reach Yulu Ratzon, after I'm Averech Simoiseh V'Shalom, then there's much more lenient than you do say Yeshmei Rabba. You would say Kadosh, Kadosh, etc. But again, there's certain limitations on that. You can answer the Amen to Akela Kadosh, to Shomea Tvila. You can say Modim Anachtu Loch. That's it, not the rest of it. Just Modim Anachtu Loch. Those are the Iker things that you can respond to at that point in the Shemoneh Esrei, meaning after you finished Averech Simoiseh V'Shalom and said Yulu Ratzon, the first one. Reuudi said, no. We said we get to it in the Gemara. Reuudi says you don't have any restrictions. You're allowed to say the bracha before and the bracha afterwards. Reuudi Omer, Mevarach Lefneim, Uleachreim. Shemoyah says, Lememra, the Ksav Reuudi, Balkeri, Mutav, Divrei Torah. So it looks like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, this is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Until now we've been dealing with the Amora Rabbi Yehuda. All these statements are Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, that's the Amora Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So we just brought down Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that's the Amor Rabbi Yehuda. Now we go back to the Mishnah. This is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. And he said that you're allowed to say the bracha before and afterwards. Mistama, he doesn't hold from Takonis Ezra. Mistama, the Ksav Yehuda, Baal Keri Mutim, but Divrei Torah. He didn't accept the Takonis Ezra. Everybody asks, how could he not accept the Takonis Ezra? Ezra is Ezra HaSofer. Right? He's Kemosher Rabbeinu. He brought us into the second Mishnah. Ezra HaSofer is based in, was earlier than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana. He lived a few hundred years after Ezra. So as great as Rabbi Yehuda was, a Tana is not a Navi. So what's going on over here? So many answers are given. They're all basically around the same theme, that when Ezra set up the Takana, he said, maybe you can, if you want to, I'm letting a later Beis Din say it's not knowing. Or that the people didn't accept it. As great as Ezra was, that the people didn't accept the Takana. If the Takana is too difficult for the Tzibur, so then the Takana falls aside on its own. So the rabbis can push it aside. Doesn't really fall on its own. The rabbis can say, yeah, this takana really was never accepted. So whatever the reason, Rabbi Yehuda would have a halachic right not to accept takana's Ezra. But the question now is that true? Farmer Rabbi Shulman Levi said, minayin about kari shas v'divrei Torah. How do we know? The pasuk says, shenema, v'odatum l'necha, v'evanecha. It says that you should teach your children Torah. V'samach le'el yom shamarta, similar v'gomer, to the day you're on Har Sinai. Malahalam bal kari, Balekaryan Asurin, Avkan, Balekaryan Asurin. So just like over there on Har Sinai, you couldn't be about carrying the Shloshim Agbola, so too you can't learn Torah. So how can you tell me Rav Yehuda doesn't accept this? It didn't daraisa. Ay, v'chitema Rav Yehuda lo dorish smuchim. Oh, Rav Yehuda isn't dorish smuchim. This is a juxtaposition between these two psukim. He doesn't dorish in juxtapositions. Shmuel says that's not true. Where is this juxtaposition? This is in Devarim. Farmer of Yosef, Yosef said, "Afilu man de Amar, the low darish smuchim b'chol Torah. Even if man de Amar, you want to suggest if Yehuda doesn't darish smuchim, that's great for Bereishis Shmos VaYikra BaMidbar. Yet there's a valid halachic opinion that says you don't darish smuchim in those parashios, in those svarim. However, b'Mishnah Torah, Mishnah Torah is the word that we use for Devarim. It's a repetition of a lot of the Torah. So darish, even that man de Amar, it's not darish smuchim in the first four svarim, is darish smuchim in the last one. Now, this pasuk we just wrote down is from Devarim. So how can you tell me he doesn't say it? Ha, the Rabbi Yehuda, lo darish, smuchim, b'chol Torah kula, or Mishnah Torah darish. And in fact, Rabbi Yehuda is not darishing in the first four, but he's darishing in the Mishnah Torah. This is a Mishnah Torah. So what's going on? Uvichol haTorah minu olam. So now the Gemara is going through discussion. How do we know that the rest of the Torah that he's not darshing? And how do we know in the rest of the Torah in Devarim that he does darshing? So the rest of the daf over here is going to say what Rav Yehuda's shita is for the rest of the Torah. He doesn't darshing. And it's going to prove to us that in Devarim he does darshing. But don't lose sight of the question. We just said Rav Yehuda doesn't hold from Balkari because he lets you say brachas lefanav and achrav. But now we're going to prove that he holds from this drasha. So how can he not hold from the Takanas Ezra? It's a daraisa. That's the question. But before we get to the question, we now have to explain. How do we know that Rav Yehuda holds in the four svarim? No, and in Dvarim, yes. He does the lo darish smuchin. The Tanya Benazil Mer mechashefa lo sechayit. The pasuk says a mechashefa, a witch. You're not allowed to let her live. And it says right next to it, smuchin, that if you have commit bestiality, rechmon l'tzayim, you have to die. So samchu in yin lo. So the two are connected to each other, and it doesn't say specifically over here. Lomar ma shochet in behema beskila, just like a shochet behema is beskila, at mechashefa nami beskila, because it doesn't say how the mechashefa is supposed to die. It just said lo sechaya. It doesn't say how. So the smuchin teaches us skila. So Rav Yehuda doesn't like that smuchin. I'm Rav Yehuda, but he mebnei shesamchu in lo. No, it's skila, because they're next to each other. We should go kill her by skila. What's this next to each other business? So you clearly see this is in Parshas in Sefer Shemos in Parshas Mishpatim. So therefore, clearly he doesn't hold smuchin. So how does he dash not that the mechashefa does get it? Elo ovi yedoni bichlal kol mechashefim hayu. So ovi yedoni is a type of magic. What it is right now, we won't go into it more. In Sanhedrin discusses what ovi yedoni are. So it says over here, it's included in mechashefa lo sechaya. V'lom yotzu. Why does it tell us separately that they have to die? Lahakish len. That's a hekish over here, not smuchin. That's a hekish. Lo mechol ma ovi yedoni beskila, mechashefa beskila. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learns out that the mechashefa gets skila. Not from smuchin, from a hekish. A hekish is different than smuchin. And therefore, he doesn't hold smuchin. And how do we know Mishnah Torah that he does hold smuchin? This we'll finish off with this. Mishnah Torah, minolim d'darish. How do we know that he does hold in Mishnah Torah in Devarim? The Tanya Relez Omer. No, so, since this is a little bit of a longer drasha, so I want to try to get people out in time for the davening. So we'll stop over here. We still have to just finish off. How do we know that Rav Yehuda, in fact, dashes smuchin in Devarim? We will prove that. And I will give the tape on this. I'll try to do it right now after davening. So I'll have this up online tomorrow. But otherwise, if we go to Rafi Shiva between Muhammad and tomorrow, so then you'll hear the answer then. We'll prove that he holds smicho, this concept of the Jason psukim, that he holds smuchim in Devarim. And then we'll get back to our question. So if he holds smuchim in Devarim, how come he allows you to bench, I say brachas before and afterwards? I, Takanas Ezra. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody. A good day. Thank you.